Hi friends, we'll now study chapter 8, which is on product marketing. So entire aspects of product as one strategy lever in the marketing, especially in the international marketing, we will try to understand throughout this chapter. Now, to start with, in the available market, growth opportunities are very widely available in the international market vis-a-vis the local market. In the B2B sector also, that is business to business sector also, sufficient shift is getting noticed. So for example, Siemens and General Electric, which is a very leading manufacturing firms, now they are putting up their plants and their entry level strategies are being worked out for capturing emerging markets. To capture the foreign markets, product needs certain level of customization. Product as you have visualized and developed in the home country may not be the one which will meet the expectation of your consumer in the foreign market. So challenges that you have is to develop and market the product vis-a-vis the service which is very well acceptable to the local population. For that you have to have an effective product strategy. Product strategy clubbed with the entire product mix, which is line length and depth of each product that you offer, and how do you manage the life cycle, that is introduction, growth phase, tapering phase and the decline phase. So these are the challenging aspects of international marketing related product management, and above all there will be required standards, minimum quality standards, etc. Like in India, there's a Bureau of Indian Standard, BIS, that puts up various standards for the product. So that compliance is also very required. And quality ultimately is the prime factor, and people will look at quality in the product. Service comes later. So let's understand overall the product management. We start with understanding of the definition of the product, and under that there is a concept called product levels. Product as defined by Mr. Philip Kotler, the doyen of marketing management, a product is anything that can be offered to a market for attention, acquisition or use, or something that can satisfy a need or want. A product can be anything. You have hatchback, you have sedan, you have SUV, you have Jeep, etc. You have it on ownership basis, you have it on rental basis through a platform where you can hire your car for a couple of days, etc. So this is what that definition meant. Are the product, therefore, are the means to an end. Through product, you satisfy certain requirement of yours, and thereby you get satisfaction. Satisfaction you get because the product was able to fulfill your need or the want that you were expecting out of a product. A product is therefore an item that is offered by the seller or the manufacturer to the buyer through a sale mechanism. So there can be an online platform, there can be the retail shop. Product is manufactured at a cost and then sold at a price inclusive of profit. So there will be, all said and done, there will be a cost to a product. There is a requirement to make certain level of profit. So that put together will translate into a price, and price can only get you the desired profit. Besides price, yes, your position in the market, your ability, how are you positioned? Does it allow you to extract the desired price? That will determine your profit. If you are not able to differentiate yourself and you become more me too brand, you will be driven towards lower cost, lower price, and that will impact your profitability adversely. Product has its own life. Some have a shorter life, some have a very long life, or some are living on an extended life through certain other means. So product to have a relevance in terms of output or the characteristics means customer at any given point of time feel relevant about the product that you are offering. There are several critical components to a product, so we will understand them in the next section wherein we discuss about product labels and all. So here it is. I am going to now give you a very structured exposure to what is a concept called product level. This itself is a strategy lever, means using this, a marketing strategy, one aspect can be developed. So what is core product? It's essentially a benefit that you are offering. It's not necessarily an actual product. We will study them as we move forward through even an example. So like when I say car, I am saying about a mobility between point A to point B. If I'm talking about hotel, luxury hotel, then luxurious night stay at a rented place. That's a hotel. So that's the core product, or rather the core benefit that you offer. After that comes the basic product, that is certain things that is required in your products. If I'm talking about a car, it has to have four wheels, the engine, the seating, the cargo area where the luggage can be kept, etc. So it makes it a basic product, or you can say the actual generic product emerge out here. Okay. Then you have an expected product. So people expect, here the customer viewpoint matter. So customer base, certain things that you add into it, which is making it an expected product. So basic plus expected product is equal to actual tangible product. As they say, the basic product may not be actual product. Here you have visualized. Now mobility between point A to point B, you have visualized a car. So car, when you say four wheels, that's all. But it's actually still not the product. When you give it a commercial touch by incorporating what is needed by the consumer, then you are visualize what is the actual product, that is a tangible product that you want to manufacture. So that's where this particular explanation comes. And then comes the augmented product. Here you now offer various augmentation covering various aspects of the relationship. So when you offer that, what you are offering is known as a augmented product. Many times you have a celebratory variant available. Many times you have certain hybrid car, you can probably say, because you have augmented it. Okay. Or say power steering, auto gear. These are all various augmentation when you bring. Then comes the potential car. Here it is more futuristic, wherein today as we talk about hydrogen car, etc., will become a potential product. So these are various levels of product that one need to understand, which is what I have tried giving you the perspective, and we get into it. Though I will be little quickie on this, I have already kind of given you the basic idea. Core product is a benefit that a customer derives from your. Here I have given you another example. There I gave you car and the hotel, helmet for safety, four wheel for mobility, which I have already given you. So a product set safeguarding the human skull is a core product. Now it is expected is like you will say the basic is like it has to have a rigid structure with wearable belt, etc. And then when you incorporated customer viewpoint that I should have a bit tinted glass, so in sunlight there should be some airway. And when collectively when you make it becomes a actual product. So core plus expected, going back to this, core plus basic plus expected makes an actual tangible product. Basic refers to, or a generic refers to, the qualities of the product that is under development consideration, on which the customer decides product purchase, bike with an ergonomic seat. So here it's like a, essentially you have visualized and you have added certain element to it, comfortable seat in other words. Expected product, there are certain expectations from a product which is natural, comfortable steering, wheel placements, leg room between the seat, headrooms, etc. Okay, now when those things are considered in your this thing, then you can say that you are actually developing a tangible product. Augmented product refers to the additional feature which are offered along with the base or the product. So it's like a AC, installation free. Like, you know, early days they were charging, now they are offering installation free, power steering, you may say there's airbags for protection. So here, when you do this, intention is like you may get the competitive advantage. And then the last one is a potential product. When a product is developed and customized in a manner where a feature of the product facilitates meeting certain requirement is called potential product. That is, a mobile screen cover prevents scratches. So then that's a potential product along with the main product. Or even earlier I gave you that example, that also holds true, which is development of a hydrogen car or hydrogen bus run, you know, bus, etc. So that's a potential product. Hybrid was once upon a time considered as a potential product, hybrid vehicle. So now, to give you an idea about how does this translate, so like you have a core product, which is vehicle in the mobility, you have created the basic product, which is visualization of a car with four wheel, etc. Now you have to get into tangibilization, which is expected product will have things like features. So here you are saying compact mileage, a better mileage, comfortable sitting for four with some luggage area. So you have spoken about one of the feature coming out. The second is the packaging, that is, how are you going to offer it? So three different models, seven different colors, two types of upholstery, so leather and non-leather, etc. So you say that's another expected feature. Design-wise, customer want tall look and hatchback kind of a compact car, so that's a design aspect. Quality-wise, any car manufactured and sold in India has to comply with ARAI or Automobile Council, which is there, and that council approves the vehicle. Only vehicle duly approved by ARAI, Automotive Research Council of India, then only a company can manufacture and sell the car on the Indian roads. So you see that way the quality is kind of assured, and the brand, so whether it is Maruti or whether you're talking about Benz or the Lexus, etc., overall there is a brand related aspects. Maruti Alto being the Maruti itself, the Suzuki also the people leader in the people car. So when they entered, they were like a people car. So this put together what you call a tangible product, which is Alto. Okay, so that's how you have to look at it. In augmentation, as I said, you can have augmentation of a varied nature. So delivery, you can say that it is delivered at home also. All papers and other insurance and various work will be done by my distributor. I give you 1 year extended manufacturing warranty against defect, etc. So you have further augmented after sales service. You can say that I will give you 6 free services and I am giving you flexible EMI payment option, etc. Installation, accessories, home delivery, product app download. Various supports that you will offer. You know, this product comes with the real-time tracking on a mobile app, you know, so that's also an augmentation. So your salesman is to help you download that, okay, so that you can use your vehicle performance using real-time app. So that kind of a thing. So that's what is the augmented product. So idea is now to help you understand. So after understanding augmented product, we look at potential product. So it will have something innovative in it. So hybrid, fuel cells, hydrogen that I have been talking about, something on the technology, gearless, driverless, without chassis or Android enabled, etc. Then comes the next of this thing aspect is the features, whether you give very amazing features into this thing, unbelievable kind of a feature, say remote air condition opening, etc. So then it's like, you know, where just before you want to depart, maybe 15, 20 minutes before you start an AC remotely, so that when you reach car and you sit in, you it's already air conditioned, etc. So there are many. This is just a example. Commercials, you offer a repurchase guarantee or an upgrade guarantee or something like that. So that makes the product potential product. So now, coming to this, after understanding this, what are the decisions that are linked with the product? So that we have to kind of figure it out. So this is, as I have told, telling you, it's a strategic lever in marketing. Okay, so product related decisions lead to certain competitiveness in the market that you create for yourself, or you create a distinct product for the market, and as a result, what you get is a product which meets with the customer expectations, and therefore you get better volume and better market share. So product related decisions, first of all, you have to decide which segment of the market you are going to target. So if I have to give you an example, say the jeans manufacturer may think of teenagers, working professionals, senior citizens, etc. So out of that, that's the segmentation. Homogeneous clustering the total market for effective targeting. Again, marketing says you cannot serve every segment. You have to decide one target out of several segments. So that's what now you may decide, that the jeans guy may decide that I will want to serve teenagers segment. So then that's your target decision, such as therefore. Once you have that clarity, you are very clear your other decisions linked to the product mix, that is product, price, place, promotion, advertising, distribution channel selection, etc. So that is to do with that 4P, will be in such a way that it will be aligned with the target that you have chosen, which is teenagers, so to say. Product mix decisions, if I have to give you an idea, product mix is a sum total of number of lines that you have, under each line how many products you have, product categorization that you have. So if I have to visualize for you, if I have to help you visualize, look at Unilever, Hindustan Unilever, HUL in India. They broadly have two product categorization, personal care and beverages. Now they've added third one couple of years, so which is a fashion. Under personal care, you have soaps, you have shampoos, you have skin care, you have oral care. So that's a product line. So two category, personal care and beverages. Beverages is tea and coffee. Then under personal care, you have various lines, which is soaps, shampoo, detergent, skin care, hair care. So that's a product line. Under each, then they have various brands. So soaps are almost 8 brands, like Liril, Lifebuoy, Lux, Dove. Under detergent, Surf, Veem, Wheel. So likewise, Sunsilk and, you know, Clinique Plus are the shampoo, hair care. So they add the length to the product line. Sum total of this is known as a product mix. Now, therefore, related decisions on that itself is a strategic decision. Then comes the, so whether I want to add another category, whether I want to add another line in the personal, or I want to extend line, I want to add another brand under the existing line. All these are the product related decisions. Okay. Specification decisions are all about customer requirements being translated into technical or the product specifications. So when product meets those specifications, the delivery as expected by the customer is ensured. They are saying that I need a fireproof motor. So you create a technical specification which will have something like, you know, fire retarding color, or a motor without a casing, motor with the casing so the spark do not go out or something else. So then that's what is the specifications. It specifies physical aspects such as shape, size, technical, technology aspect or color, specifies aspects like quality, standards to be met, etc., the weight and measurement standards, etc. Fourth is the positioning and communication decisions. So now that you have a product, how do you position? Position is the image you project in your target segment. What your target segment want you to look at? Okay. Communication refers to the message which is designed and delivered to the target market. Both are interrelated, because your communication in a manner that it is going to convey your positioning, then only your positioning gets created for the same product. However, it can be a different positioning and communication for the different markets. So that's in the international market that is possible. As I gave you earlier the example, Coke in a tropical countries like India, Southeast Asia, etc., communicates the product as a thirst quencher, hydrating, kind of thing. which in the other country, which is already a cold country, they may be putting it up differently. So that's what this last point means. So having decided as to couple of product related strategies does exist, we get into specifics and we start with understanding the product mix and related strategies. So I will help you understand what is product mix. I gave you some perspective. Now here I am taking a Sony TV as an example. Sony manufactures and sells Sony television, Sony audio products, Sony video products, home theater and etc. and cameras, digital DSLR. Product inclusion in the product mix carefully planned as it needs to generate profit. So now if any product they want to add under the audio category or under the home theater category, that is a strategic decision, because production of it means commercialization. Commercialization of it means it should be acceptable by the customer. It translates into the revenue it generates and the profit for the company. So several products can be grouped together under a homogeneous parameter to form what you call product line. So cameras is a product line, washing machine is a product line. Under that you might have several products, but washing machine when you refer, it's a line. Laptop is a line. So likewise at Sony, Sony TV is a line, audio product is a line, home theater is one line, product line. So here, therefore, the product mix decision also involves adding or curtailing any specific product lines. So this is what I'm just trying to give you an idea. Product item, that is television. So item is television, product line is like a computer. Television also is a line then, and that entire range. So we see this entire range of a Sony becomes the product mix. So here I've given you the idea. Computer, cameras, you are not able to see something in between, but say like at the end of the game, so that column heads is a complete product mix width. That's the width of the product mix. All sum total of this, all the products under computer, camera, accounts for the mix product. And now the width of the product mix is the column numbers. The depth of the product mix or the length of it is how many various computers they have, how many various cameras they have. So that gives the length or the depth to the product. Sum total of this is a complete product mix, and decisions related to that is possible. So product line is a number of products grouped together based on similar characteristics. So your cameras, laptops, okay. Product line offers several choices. So like Vrio laptop, this laptop, so that way Samsung, so Dell is a Inspiron, you know, and various other kind of a product under the laptop category. So that's what I'm trying to say. Product line needs to be monitored well, as it has a brand under it, single or there may be a multiple brand under it. So that's why the product line also is one strategic decision lever. Here width is like how many product lines does the company have. How many product lines? So there we saw camera, laptop, etc. So that column where the number of product lines, length is how many product under it. So in the detergent, length of the detergent line is 3 because Surf makes Surf Excel, Wheel and Ream. So that's how the depth is, how many variants under each. So like the Lux is available in Jasmine, Rose and various other flavors. Then they are available in 100 grams, 200 grams, 300 grams. So that's a depth that it gives you. Various unit that you create. Consistency, how closely this relate. So you see that personal care is so closely related. So under that only you have so many things. Personal care, hair care, eye care, you know, oral care. So the toothpaste, so likewise. That's a consistency. Okay. The width, it means the number of product lines, as I have shown you out there. So wider the product mix, more customer the firm can target. So wider means if you have one more line, suppose tomorrow they come out with eye care. So it's the same customer who's their toothpaste user, who's their soap user, can also use your eye care product, etc. So your organization is able to cater to wider target audience. Product line depth, how many variants of each product exists within the product. Now, it shows that subgroup of the market, you are mutually, you are able to keep it exclusive and still serve. So soap, if you take the personal line, okay, soap, Lux, Lifebuoy, Liril, Rexona, Hamam, there are so many of these things. They have different price tags. The costliest being the Dove, 150 and above. Lux is in the range of 670. Lifebuoy, 15 to 30. Point is, Dove, thought of using Dove by the guy who is a lower income group, currently using Lux, a Lifebuoy will not come because he knows that he cannot afford. While HUL has made the Dove at that level because he knows that many high income female today have a concern regarding wrinkle appearing early in life. So this is not a soap, moisturizing soap. So they say very loudly. So that's what a strategy, and that also can help in the line space. Business growth strategy, therefore, we are trying to study. After we understood what is product mix, which is a combination of product width, product line and the length and the depth of it, the strategy for the business growth could be downward stretching, means adding low-end items to the existing product line. You already have 7-8 soaps, add one more which will cater to maybe some say poor strata of the society. Okay, down stretching, up stretching, upward stretching, wherein the new type is added which is far more expensive quality for the upper end of the social strata. That is what you have developed. Two-way stretching means stretching the line in both the direction. Many companies go that way. Initially, they may either do downward stretching, then subsequent phase they do upward stretching. Many times together you do upward and downward, so you are doing two-way stretching. So this is how the product line stretching as a strategy helps in the business growth. Product mix width. So camera, laptop, washing machine, this, you make one more item. So likewise, HUL, Hindustan Unilever came out. They came out with the fashion as a focus. They were only the personal care and the beverages. Then came this personal fashion, where they came out with Lakme. Under that, there are further lines, Lakme Salon, Lakme Grooming Products, etc. Lakme Fashion Week is another product line under that. So this is what is you increase the width also to cater to larger market, different target segments, etc. And then get more business growth for the company. Product life cycle as one option, which is also a strategic in nature. This is also a strategy lever, so to say. To understand product life cycle, we have to understand that revenue growth from the time when the product was developed till the time the product is withdrawn from the market. Linked to that, there is a growth phase of the product. Okay, so this formed together over a time when monitored gives you a product life cycle. Like in our case, we are born, we grow steadily, that's an introduction phase, then we grow rapidly, height, weight, body mass, etc. Then you stabilize, then comes the maturity. Okay, your hair will start becoming white, some inflexibility of joints will come, etc. Then comes the decline, means your various functions are getting affected, and finally you will depart from the world. So likewise, here it is the product life cycle. Now linked to that, there are certain strategies. On the introduction phase, you are with very bare minimum number of variants. Your basic product would be there. As you grow and you realize the market is picked up, you will start doing line stretching, upward or downward line stretching. Okay, so that's what I earlier told you. So that will start happening. So during growth, you will try to cover more segments, upper side, lower side, etc. Then you come the maturity stage, you will get into something like a two-way stretching, and then comes the stage of decline where rationalization will come in. Though I have not written, but you will start now rationalizing. You will now start eliminating the product line or product item which is not really generating sound profit or in fact incurring loss for you. So you will start removing them. So thereby you protect your business interests, and eventually when the time comes, you withdraw. So that's decline stage 4. It is the start of the end of the product, as they say. So it's a warning sign that soon you are now you know, going to get extinct. So how then can you still leverage? Here sales are dipping with profit from the product shrinking, or there may not be any profit, or it may lead to a negative impact on your revenue because it's making a loss. The reason being consumers have stopped using your product, or they are swapping to some other product also. This is because the preferences change, your favor or your competition or need is now not failed. So like for example, earlier there used to be a shaving soap. I have used it. Round color soap in a plastic container, you have to rub your, you see, now you have a gel, you have a foam. So you see the foam has changed, so other foam has lost the utility. So the decline and the stoppage has happened by Godrej. Godrej was making it. So this is how the international, this thing will look like in the production. So overall, what it is trying to tell you that internationally or be it nationally as it shows, as you introduce and as you grow and achieve revenue and decline stage comes, your profit also will move in that direction. In fact, as they say that right when the growth and maturity phase, from the growth when you start entering maturity phase, your profit starts declining faster. So you see that the profit curve is slightly still flatter as the growth and maturity and decline comes, because that's an impact, because in a maturity stage, in a decline stage, you have numerous additional expenditure which you have to incur to sustain the brand.